USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is saying that progress has been made in today's immigration discussions at the White House. Now, the president has threatened a 5% tariff on Mexican goods, demanding our southern neighbor help fight illegal immigration. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Mark Morgan reminds us,
we need Mexico to step up. Look, we've worked with them for decades, and we'll go, we'll put some pressure, they'll do some good things for a little bit, and then they go back to the sidelines. That has to stop. This is clearly a crisis. We need Mexico, that are integral part, to be partners with us to stop this.
The president is spending the night in Ireland after taking part in D-Day ceremonies in Normandy, France, and the superintendent of West Point is confirming that one cadet died and 22 personnel were injured when an armored transport truck flipped over in New York. The Department of Defense is investigating that accident. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A former Air Force service member in federal custody has been charged in a 25-year-old case in which a 9-year-old girl was sexually assaulted and murdered. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Modern technology has allowed police in Missouri to unlock the 25-year-old case involving the brutal assault and murder of 9-year-old Angie Hausman. St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney Tim Lomer.
We're going to get several more leads that might draw a connection between Earl Cox and someone close to Angie. What we know now is that other than being in a physical proximity of where Angie not only lived, but where she was abducted, there's no direct connection.
The 9-year-old was found dead 9 days after she disappeared in November of 1993 in the St. Louis area.
And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. Stocks are rallying today as the Dow was up 181 points to close at 25,721. The NASDAQ rose 40 to close at 76,16. And the S&P gained 17 to close at 28,44. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As many people gear up for that summer vacation, what can you do when you're traveling on the road to keep yourself safe? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Jason Hansen. Now, he's a former CIA officer, a security specialist, and New York Times best-selling author. One of the things I asked Jason was what you can do. What's one tip you should remember if you're traveling over the summer?
You know, I'd say something so simple, and this is especially true for women. If your wife is checked into the hotel alone or girlfriend or whatever, is in a lot of places, especially overseas, people case hotel lobbies. So if a woman checks in, whenever you check in, the representative always says, how many keys would you like to your room? Well, if you say one, then they know you're single. So anytime I check into a hotel personally, and a lot of times I'm traveling alone, I always ask for two hotel keys. That way they think there's somebody else in there. They know I'm not alone, so it'll be a harder target. So that's just one simple thing anybody can do, is always request two keys, even if you're alone.
Hansen also has some advice if you're heading to a concert or a sporting event or a place where a lot of people will be present.
You know, it's easy and quick, and it's just to identify multiple exits and to remember to go to the opposite way of the herd. So when I walk into some place, whether it's a building or, as you said, a concert, I'll quickly note two exits. Okay, here's one, here's another, because maybe a bad guy with a gun comes through one of the exits and I have to go the other way. But also, if something happens, you know, stand there for a second and look around. If everybody is running one way, if the other exit you see is free, go that way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.